אנחנו קוראים מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're learning from the writings of Baal HaSulam. The article is the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're continuing with the header, the language of the Kabbalists. It is a language of branches. You can find it in our website, and there you can also ask questions during the lesson. Should we read? Yes, we have to understand what it means, the language of Kabbalists. Do the words of the Kabbalists written in the language of branches, or only what's relevant to the Potsofim, the Olamot and the Sefirot, things they explain scientifically, so to speak? So that's written according to the language of the branches. When is it the language of the branches? When isn't it? When Kabbalists talk about us or with us about something, is that the language of branches? When Rabash used to send me to the store to buy something for him, or when I was talking to him about all kinds of things that are about this world, to fix something somewhere. Well, was he talking to me in the language of branches? Of course not. So when is it the language of branches? And how can we know that now he's talking in the language of branches or writes in the language of branches? Go ahead. The essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the header is the language of the Kabbalists is the language of branches. This means that the branches indicate their roots, being their molds that necessarily exist in the upper world. This is because there is nothing in the reality of the lower world that does not stem from its superior world. As with the seal and the imprint, the root in the upper world compels its branch in the lower one to reveal its entire form and attribute, as our sages said, that the fortune in the world above related to the grass in the world below, strikes that grass and forces it to complete its growth. Because of this, each and every branch in this world well defines its mold situated in the higher world. Thus, Kabbalists have found a set and annotated vocabulary sufficient to create an excellent spoken language. It enables them to converse with one another of the dealings in the spiritual roots in the upper worlds by merely mentioning the lower, tangible branch in this world, which is well defined to our corporeal senses. The listeners understand the upper root to which this corporeal branch points, because it is related to it, being its imprint. Thus, all the beings of the tangible creation and all their instances have become to them like well-defined words and names, indicating the high spiritual roots. Although there cannot be a verbal expression in their spiritual place, as it is above any imagination, they have earned the right to be expressed by utterance through their branches, arranged before our senses here in the tangible world. This is the nature of the spoken language among Kabbalists, by which they convey their spiritual attainments from person to person and from generation to generation, by word of mouth and in writing. They fully understand one another with all the required accuracy needed for negotiating in a research of wisdom. With precise definitions, one cannot fail in. This is so because each branch has its own natural, unique definition. And this absolute definition indicates its root in a higher world. Bear in mind that this language of branches of the wisdom of Kabbalah is better suited to explain the terms of the wisdom than all our ordinary languages. It is known from the theory of nominalism that the languages have been disrupted by the masses, meaning that due to the excessive use of the words, they are being emptied of their accurate content, resulting in great difficulties to convey precise deductions from one to another by word of mouth or in writing. This is not the case with the Kabbalah language of branches. It is derived from the names of the creations and their occurrences set before our eyes and defined by the unchangeable laws of nature. The readers and the listeners will never be misled into a misunderstanding of the words being offered to them, since the natural definitions are absolute and cannot be breached.
So, what is he saying here? That there is a special language for Kabbalists in comparison to our spoken language, that we are constantly aiming for the spiritual source, and because we depend on this spiritual source, that we point to it all the time, that we draw from it. We draw from it principles and interpretations from the state we reveal, and on the contrary, how we are connected to the root from direct light to returning light until the Malchut of Ein Sof. So it turns out that we never change the language, we never change the names. And our explanation is always for Kabbalists, for, let's say, 3,000 years ago, and Kabbalists of today, it's the same language. Imagine another incident like that in this world, that we say, you study the wisdom of Kabbalah, can meet with a Kabbalist from 3,000 years ago and talk to them and understand them, and they can understand us. We speak the same language, the exact same words. It can't be that I talk about one thing and call it by a different name. No. If you talk, say, in French with a person who lived about 500 years ago, 500, not 3,000, 500, you won't understand. This is an old variant of French, and that's how it is in every single language. It will be very difficult to understand. And even 1,000 years ago, even more so. But in the wisdom of Kabbalah, nothing changes. Nothing changes. Because all the root, every word in this, sorry, every branch, every word in this world has to be connected to its root. That's why it remains. You cannot change it because the root remains the same. And that is why if we use, you could say it doesn't change, it dies. No, it doesn't change. We have no new names. We have no new names. Let's say glasses, mishkafayim. There is no such word in the wisdom of Kabbalah. But everything we have in nature, and that's felt in our will to receive, for that there is the language of root and branch, and it's very precise from its roots until the branches. One connection. And you cannot change these lines between them. Baltia 3.
Доброе утро. Я хотел спросить, Рав, на каком языке мы учимся?
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to ask, in what language do we study?
We are learning with you language of root and branch. This is the language of the Kabbalists. And it doesn't matter that you learn this in Russian, and I'm talking in Hebrew, and someone in French or in English, it doesn't matter. Most important is the connection between the root and the branch.
What's the difference between the spoken language and the language? It seems that we just talk, just as I'm talking with you, or we talk in the tent. How do you call that long spoken language?
When we talk about our desires, about our attainments, we talk always in the language of branches. If we speak of regular things that are related to our world, we are there changing on different forms, and it's not precise.
Latin 7.
Okay, Latin 7.
Rav, the wisdom of Kabbalah does not change. So why can't we understand the Kabbalists that came before the Ari? Why can't we connect it their method if the language is the same?
If you can, you can take books that Kabbalists wrote 2,000, 3,000 years ago, no problem. Yep, there's even a book that was written by Adam 6,000 years ago. Go ahead, no problem. If you know Hebrew, meaning the alphabet in Hebrew, then you'll be able to read the book. And to the extent you understand in the wisdom of Kabbalah, when you understand what he writes, but it's written, there is a language which is the language of writing, there is a language which is called the connection of root and branch. We'll talk about this. Tel Aviv 3.
Something in the will to receive is called a branch.
What's in the will to receive is called branch.
And what is the root?
The root is where it comes from, the spiritual world. New York 4.
New York 4.
Rav, Moses' book reached billions of people. What does that mean?
Nothing. To understand the book, you need to know the language of root and branch. But if you're not in root nor in branch, what the book talks about, then for you it's just a novel.
No, his book in dissemination, or somehow his book reached a billion people.
No, as ma. Harry Potter גם הגיע למיליארד.
So what? Harry Potter also reached a billion people.
Kiev 2.
Доброе утро, Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот это вот внутреннее чувство.
Good morning, Rav. Tell us, please. This internal sensitivity we're talking now is a result of our efforts, or is that a reward that comes from above? And how can we feel it in a more subtle way and aim it?
Only through connection. There are trivial things, but only through connections. You can open your heart, you can soften it. You can take positive responses, negative, and you can start feeling the root. to the feeling of root, we reach only through love of connection between human beings. In our plane, you cannot reach the root. Only if you find here connections with people. So you, from these connections, you'll start attaining your connection with the root. Because the root is equal to everyone. So there is a root here. And from this point, then there are many, many forces that are coming down towards human being. And if you're on the level of this world, if you start forming this connection with them, then from them all being connected, each one to their root of everyone, then you begin to attain the root. From the connections with the others, you begin to attain the mutual root, which is common for everyone. You have the approach for it. You have the key how to attain the root, which is disconnected from you. That is why the Creator, when He wanted the created beings to attain Him, what did He do? He broke the created beings into pieces, and each and every one, by connecting with the others, can attain the mutual root. But if not attaining the root, and they want to connect between them, and then they won't get anything out of that. Eventually they will break the connection between them, and they won't succeed in a thing. But only because they want to attain the root, and as a result of that they connect, and then they invest a lot of strength here below in order to connect between them, in order to attain the root. This is called from love of others to love of the Creator. Then in such a way they do so, they attain it. Think about it. We can talk about it. It's something that's not simple at all. It's a patent. It's a means from the Creator of how to enable the created being to attain Him, even though he's disconnected from Him.
I have one more question. This internal connection is the result of our efforts? It's a click between us, or it's a reward, a blessing?
For the exertion, that's what we do that for.
Thank you.
Okay.
Africa.
I have two questions. How is it possible that there are words in our world that don't exist in spirituality?
There are artificial things in this world that don't exist in spirituality in such a way. Yeah, there is such a thing. A plane. There aren't any, right? It says a tower that hovers in the sky, but not a plane. A house in the sky. So, and all kinds of things.
It's as if a person can do something
outside of the Creator.
Lo outside, lo lama.
No, not outside. Why? It's artificial things that we have built from the forces of nature, the true authentic forces of nature, but we have made something artificial from them, that this combination doesn't exist in nature itself. Okay?
I want to continue the question of Seth Rav. Why our books don't reach billions of people like Harry Potter?
Write something in the style of Harry Potter and you'll get there. Let it draw them, let it be interesting. Do it in such a way. Come on. I'll be happy to see it. Is there anybody who can do it? Do it. You can, We just don't know how, but I'm sure we can. What is more exalted, bigger than attaining divinity, the upper force that in what way and start fantasizing? Main thing is to pull people in. Afterwards, we'll see. Main thing is bring them in to the path. Okay? United VG3.
Thanks to the attainment of the root.
Focus group.
Yes, focus group.
שאלה של תלמיד מהאינטרנט.
A question by a student from the internet. What is the root? What is revealed to a person who attains the root?
The root is the creator or Malchut of Ein Sof, you can say, on a systematic level, and there everything is revealed. Everything we attain is from Malchut of Ein Sof. Peter 2.
Peter 2.
Peter 2.
The example, according to man's feelings is something we say about that the uniqueness one feels is a result of the Creator's uniqueness. Does the Creator have emotions?
No. Emotions or feelings that we ascribe to the Creator is because we do it towards Him. The Creator doesn't have feelings like we have. It can be that term Creator doesn't even exist. It means come and see. It's only towards us that's revealed. And in Him, it cannot take place because our feelings and emotions are built from good and bad, from a deficiency and a filling, from two opposite things, and in the Creator it doesn't exist. That's why the Creator is disappeared from us, because we can't attain anything that doesn't include the two opposites. It just, we can't grasp it. It's above our perception. Okay? Latin 7.
Gracias, Rav. Me quedé pensando en un asunto que hace muchos años.
Thank you, Rav. I was thinking about a subject we're not talking about for many years. Maybe this is the opportunity to start. Oh, shouldn't the whole worldly speak Hebrew so that the student will use the teacher's language?
I don't know what to tell you about that. There's advantages here and there. Maybe in the future, when everybody starts studying Kabbalah, but I don't think it's essential. Our world has to start ascending in a feeling, in a perception to the spiritual world. And there's no language. There, it's mutual feelings and sensations, you understand? It's in one heart, in one feeling. That's why there are no words or languages or letters. There are letters, but in a different form than what we draw. Maybe on the way, we will need to still use the Hebrew letters. That might be. But what can you do? Those letters, Yudke Vavke, you reach some kind of from sacred place for Christians, and you see above the door, it says in Hebrew, Yudhe Vavhe, the name of the God, the four measures, the four letters. It's in a lot of places like that, because it's the name of the Creator, the way He is revealed towards the world, through the four letters, the four degrees, 1, 2, 3, 4. But if it'll be revealed in the future, I don't know and I don't care. It's not important for me. The main thing for us is to give him an opportunity to reveal himself. And whichever way he does, I think he will be revealed as our fulfillment, understanding in the mind and feeling in the heart without any words, because the words are very limiting, and also the letters, its limitations. That's why what we will start attaining is attaining lights, and lights that draw all kinds of black over white and colors and feelings of connection between us and the Creator filling us. It doesn't seem to me that we can explain it in any language. Okay, Dudi, what's next?
Continuing with the header, conveyance from a wise Kabbalist to an understanding receiver. Thus wrote the Ramban, Nachmanides, introduction to his commentary in the Torah, and Rav Chaim Vital, the Ramchu, also wrote similarly in the essay Psiot. The readers should know that they will not understand a single word of all that is written in these essays, unless when they are conveyed from a wise Kabbalist to the ear of a wise receiver who understands with his own mind. Also, in the words of our sages, one does not study the Merkava structure on one's own unless he is wise and understands with his own mind. Their words are thoroughly understood when they say that one must receive from a wise Kabbalist. But why the necessity for a disciple to first be wise and understanding with his own mind? Moreover, if he is not so, then he must not be taught. Be he the most righteous person in the world. Additionally, if one is already wise and understands with his own mind, what need has he to learn from others? From the aforesaid, their words are understood with utter simplicity. We have seen that all the words and utterances we our lips pronounce cannot help us clarify even a single word from the spiritual, godly matters above the imaginary time and space. Instead, there is a special language for these matters, the language of the branches, according to their relation to their upper roots. However, this language, though very suitable for its task of delving into the studies of the wisdom more than other languages, is only so if the listener is wise in his own right, meaning that he knows and understands the way the branches relate to their roots. It is so because these relations are not at all clear when looking from the lower to the upper. In other words, it is impossible to make any deduction or semblance concerning the upper roots by observing the lower branches. Quite the contrary, the lower is studied from the higher. Thus, one must first attain the upper roots, the way they are in spirituality, above any imagination and with pure attainment, as was explained in the essay, the Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The actuality in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and once he has thoroughly attained the upper roots with his own mind, he may examine the tangible branches in this world and know how each branch relates to its root in the upper world, in all its orders, in quality and quantity. When one knows and thoroughly comprehends all this, he has a common language with his teacher, namely the language of the branches. Using it, the Kabbalist sage may convey all the studies in the wisdom conducted in the upper spiritual worlds, both what he had received from his teachers and the expansions in the wisdom he had discovered by himself. This is because now they have a common language and they understand each other. However, when a disciple is not wise and comprehends that language on his own, meaning how the branches indicate the roots, naturally the teacher cannot convey even a single word of this spiritual wisdom, much less negotiate with him in the scrutiny of the wisdom, since they have no common language they can use. They become as mute. Thus, it is necessary that Ma'aseh Merkava, which is the wisdom of Kabbalah, will not be taught unless he is wise and understands with his own mind. We must ask further, how then has the disciple grown so wise as to know the relations of branch and root through tracing the upper roots? The answer is that here man's efforts are in vain. It is the Creator's help that we need. He fills those whom he favors with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge to acquire sublime attainments. Here it is impossible to be assisted by any flesh and blood. Indeed, once he has grown fond of a person and has endowed him with a sublime attainment, one is then ready to come and receive the vastness of the wisdom of Kabbalah from a wise Kabbalist. For only now do they have a common language.
Meaning, here we have a clear message. How to reach the wisdom. You need to do all of the actions to be that the Creator wants you to, so he can open the connection to the spiritual roots, and then you can learn from the books and from the Kabbalists. But before you are rewarded in the Creator liking your deeds and getting a connection to spiritual root from that, all the corporeal branches, all the language, all the wisdom for you will be concealed. That's why do what the Creator is demanding from you, which is connection. That's what Bala Sulam writes in all the Kabbalah books. If you sacrifice yourself for this, the Creator will give you a connection to him, and then you will understand what is written in all the books. Clear? I'm happy there are no questions. The ball is in your hands. Yes, Dudi.
How can you be rewarded with the Creator liking you?
Do what you want him. Do what he wants you to do. Not clear? Whatever he wants you to do, do it. That's it. To tell you what he wants, you know that.
Connection and dissemination.
Correct. When you bring all of humanity, as much as you can, and beyond what you can, to him.
One more thing. For us, with the Kabbalist, with Rav, do we have a common language to some extent?
Only in the studying language, in an external way. But to give the roots, to give the internality, that's impossible. Because there are no vessels. That's why, first of all, don't come to the teacher and do everything the teacher wants. That too, but first of all, think, how can I give contentment to the Creator? How can I fill the upper's desire? And that's what we're constantly speaking about. And only afterwards, you'll have all the revelations, all the understandings, feelings, everything will be before you. PT 24.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you. I heard Rav say yesterday that attainment is the highest degree of understanding.
I didn't say that. It's written that way.
My question is about the way we measure how much liking we have in the eyes of the Creator to feel the force of love between us. Is that measured according to the connection? It's a feeling, actually.
Yeah.
Meaning, we can say that it's a feeling.
We have to feel. The whole wisdom of Kabbalah is a feeling. There's nothing else. We are the will to receive, and what happens there is a feeling.
Kabyu.
Kabyu.
Thank you, Raf. I want to ask about the part where he says, quite the contrary, the lower is studied from the higher. And then he says, thus, one must first attain the upper roots the way they are in spirituality, above imagination and with pure attainment. Could you elaborate on this part, please?
They don't contradict. What do I want from the lower ones when I turn to the people? To bring them to the Creator. Everything I engage in, I'm always directed to Him above. PT 3.
On the one hand, we see that there is only one root and there are many branches that if they connect, they reach it. On the other hand, he writes that the law of root and branch is that there is no difference between the worlds in quantity or quality. How do you settle that?
What's the problem? Why is it not understood? If it comes from one root, so there's only the matter of degrees of revealing the Creator towards those levels, that all of humanity is divided, but also when it's divided, it's only towards the receivers. There actually is not that thing. Only the world of Ein Sof exists.
But in the root, there are many, many details.
The root is a root, that's it. All the details is already towards the receivers, that they feel themselves separated. That's why they have the feelings of a lot of details.
That's what I'm asking. How can they write that there's no difference between the root and branch in quantity and quality?
So what? I don't understand.
It seems as if the root and the branch have the same number of details.
So how can it be a root if it has a lot of details?
That's the question.
You can say that in a force, it's a root for everything. But in the details and the branches, that's in practice.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Мира бесконечности. Спасибо.
Повтори.
Ask again.
Что такое Малхут мира бесконечности?
Malchut. What is Malchut of the world of Ein Sof?
Malchut of Ein Sof is a Malchut that has no limits. It includes everything. It's called Malchut of Ein Sof. Romania.
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 Hello, Rav.
Hello.
If the language of the roots is understandable only by Kabbalists in achievement,
can.
Why Kabbalah needs to be here for many types?
Mimastir ota.
Who's hiding it? I'm asking you, who is hiding the wisdom of Kabbalah? Nobody. Nobody that wants it. But don't say that the Kabbalists are concealing it. They've been concealing the wisdom of Kabbalah only until the 12th or 13th century, because people weren't developed in order not to confuse them. Like you don't give a child a book that can confuse them. No more than that. But afterwards, when humanity grew, so they opened the wisdom of Kabbalah for everybody. Our time has come, and we even more were forcefully opening up. We're going out in all channels to everybody, translating it to all languages. It all depends on the extent that humanity develops. That's called, don't put an obstacle before the blind. Because if a person can't understand it correctly, so don't give it to him, because it will confuse him. You can't do that. You can't give a child something that is dangerous for him, that he still doesn't know how to behave with you giving it to him. Clear? Okay, good. Peter 1.
Если взять такую ветвь в нашем мире, как, например, коронавирус, который мы ощущаем, либо наводнение.
If we take this branch in our world called the coronavirus that we feel, or a flood, can we say that the root of such a phenomenon is a lack of connection in humanity?
Yes, for sure that it's that. That according to the information this world has, it's not connected sufficiently to prevent disasters. In the world, it has to be revealed either good or bad, and that depends on our behavior. If we behave correctly, something good would be revealed. We behave incorrectly, so a flood or corona will be revealed, and so on. Moscow 1.
In the first part of a lesson, we're talking now about some quick leap to come outside, or do we continue?
I don't know what you're talking about, your philosophy. We have to go out to the general public, period. That's it. Don't bring your philosophies into... We have to go out as quick as we can to the public. If you know that by this you save them, so you can't sit with your hands crossed. Clear. Haifa 3.
Good morning, Rav. On the one hand, we say that the Creator is revealed between us. Here. And now, on the other hand, we say that the Creator is the one up there, meaning He will be revealed.
Above means above our senses. Sharpen your senses and it won't be above.
Meaning the connection between us is only in the intention until we reach the upper worlds. That's my question.
Yes, just I don't know what the upper worlds means for you. And what's above, you don't understand. It all depends on your approach. That the upper worlds are here before you. If you are on that level, so you're with them together. And if you don't grasp them, so it's called that they're above your perception, above your mind, above your feeling.
Thank you.
Okay. Kiev.
Дорогой учитель, вот мы сегодня очень много говорим про распространение, о том, что это самое нужное сейчас.
Dear teacher, we're talking a lot about dissemination today, which is the thing we need most now. And we have a congress in a month. Maybe this should be one of the subjects we're going to learn in the congress.
Call up our friends there. I don't know. I'm not deciding anything. anything. Maybe the topic of the Congress should be connection between us, and connection between us to the external world, maybe such a thing, maybe whatever you want. I'm not deciding. You want, by the connection between you and the Congress, to advance to the goal, right? And then you'll see in what way the connection, it helps you advance in the best way. Okay?
But we want to go in a way.
I don't want to tell you what I see. The teacher reveals a bit and conceals a bit for the student to advance in a place where the teacher conceals, that he can advance on his own. Galil West.
Rav, we see in the society that the language is ever changing with culture and time. How can I see the changes in me according to the root and branch?
Yeah, I wouldn't get into this. I'm not a philosopher. Don't know languages, I don't understand languages, I have a problem with it. Tel Aviv too. Okay, he just wants us to see him. Okay, next. Dudi, where are we?
We are in the header, appellations alien to the human spirit. Or, what?
So, let's read it.
So, header, appellations alien to human spirit. With all that is said above, you will understand why we sometimes find appellations and terms that are very alien to the human spirit in the books of Kabbalah. They are abundant in the fundamental books of Kabbalah, which are the Book of Zohar, the Tikkunim, and the books of Dari. It is indeed bewildering why these sages used such lowly appellations to express such exalted, holy notions. Yet, you will fully understand it once you have acquired the above conceptions. This is because it is now clear that no language in the world can be used to explain this wisdom except for one that is intended for just that end, namely the language of branches, according to their relations to their upper roots. Thus, obviously, no branch or occurrence of a branch should be neglected because of its inferior degree, or not use it to express the desired concept in the interconnections in the wisdom, as there is no other branch in our world to take its place. As no two hairs nurse from the same foramen, we do not have two branches that relate to a single root. By leaving an incident unused, we lose the spiritual concept corresponding to it in the upper world, as we have not a single word to utter in its place and indicate that root. In addition, such an incident would impair the entire wisdom in all its vastness, since now there is a missing link in the chain of the wisdom connected to that concept. This mutilates the entire wisdom, for there is no other wisdom in the world where matters are so fused and intertwined by way of cause and effect, primary and consequential, as in the wisdom of Kabbalah, connected from top to bottom, just like a long chain. Therefore, upon the temporary loss of but a small cognizance, the entire wisdom darkens before our eyes, for all its matters are tightly connected to one another, literally fusing into one. Now you will not wonder at the occasional use of alien appellations. They have no freedom of choice with appellations to replace the bad with the good or the good with the bad. They must always use the branch or the incident, which precisely points to its upper root in all its necessary measure. Moreover, the matters must be expanded so as to provide an accurate definition for the eyes of their fellow readers.
So again, he repeats it, that we have, in the language of Kabbalah, we have words that we don't understand, that we don't understand at all what's written there. We have to attain these degrees where this phenomena exists, what we are reading about, only from that we can understand the language. Meaning the language itself is still concealed from us, but we learn in order to draw the light that reforms, and then gradually it will clarify all the things that are before us. And also we can understand this world better and start feeling it more. It'll be more transparent for us, and we'll understand where we really are, who's in charge of us, and who we belong to. And for now, we will go to info, but I see that info disappeared.
Yes, we're here.
Where is here?
Can't you see us? But
we hear you. Oh, here you are.
Okay, so before we go over the schedule for today, we'll just say that we heard a lot about dissemination and the importance of the dissemination, the necessity for everyone to take part. So we're asking all the languages, all the people who are in charge over all the groups and the friends in the worldly, if you haven't found your place in dissemination, please address the head of your language and ask help for help. That's the best way to do it in an organized manner so that everyone can disseminate. So whoever wishes to help and to realize themselves in dissemination, just turn to the head of your language and just tell them, I want. You can be sure they're going to help you. Let's go over the schedule today, 10 a.m. Israel time. We're starting with live programs with Semyon Vinaku and Rav until 10:45. Then 10:45 until 11:45, a program with Owen Levy and Rav. And then, as usual, 6 to 7, a live lesson by our friends. You're all invited to connect. Let's hear a song. רוצים להרגיש את המקום שנמצא בינינו, מקום של חום וביטחון מאיר לעולמנו, מעל תנועה, מעל מקום, מעל כל הזמנים, מקום שבו כבר לא צריך מילים. בוא ניצח לחבר